Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You were saying something to me, and I said, well, maybe you need to share that. Yes. But what is it that you had to share? That was so...
Well, you know, I've learned that, you know, when we come in close contact with people and we get to learn more about them, you know, they're going to begin to share things that we're only going to learn through, you know, amount of time and, you know...
In relationship, in context of being near them.
Friendships, you know,
you share
you
life.
Only know someone when you're close with them. And I've known Pat, my goodness.
How long now?
It's probably about 7 years.
That
has it been
long?
That long?
It has been 6 years? Eight?
I don't
six,
know.
Six, maybe.
Sounds like four.
Five.
About 6 years. So it's up there. And, I mean, I thought I've known Pat. You know, Pat has taught me so many things. I've learned how to build a house and all these...
He's quite mysterious, though.
Many things. But I will tell you, what I have learned, Pat is like an onion.
An onion?
When you peel layer after layer after layer, you begin to just have tears of just joy, of just excitement that you're able to be a part of this.
Wow.
Who is this guy?
I came to realize that Pat has an alter ego.
I mean,
think about it. What would you do if you worked alongside Clark Kent for 7 years and you found out he's Superman?
I would be shocked.
I have learned things about Pat that I have come to the... Now, what I'm about to say, this is not just from a whim. This is not just, hey, just blow... whatever.
There's no alleged statement here.
No, this is fact. This is reportedly. I've had divine encounters.
I have encountered...
Much testimony with this, and I have come to the final conclusion that Patrick Shane Hamilton is Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker?
He is divine.
Where is he going with this? Betty Crocker?
I'm telling you, the videos you've seen, the recipe books, that is all Patrick Shane Hamilton.
Well, explain to us. What are you talking about?
Let me give you the experience.
This better be good.
Now, recently.
We have a limited time here.
Yeah, come on.
But this is important. This is important.
Well, tell us.
I mean, I want others to know how exciting it is to know you and how much I've learned just recently the things from you. I had wanted to cook recently, right? And I was going to have a side dish, make some burgers.
You learned to cook.
I learned. Whatever. There you go. He's also an English teacher, too.
Sports enthusiast, no. English teacher. This guy is a jack of all trades.
I'm telling you. Forrest
Gump ain't got nothing on him. I'll tell you that right now.
No, but go ahead. Just accurate.
Yes. Accurate. Whoa. Okay.
Don't want to confuse the listener.
Wow.
You know, we need to know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to cook pork and beans. Now, remember, I'm from the North. Okay. Since I moved to the South, I'm learning. And I asked him, I said, okay, well, you know, what's a good pork and beans? And I don't know. It's like, you know what? There's a great brand. I think it's like Bush's Beans or something. And they have like the, you know, the barbecue.
Right.
I'll get a can of those. Do you know what Pat did?
What did he do?
He laughed at me.
Did he?
He laughed at me and he said, wait, were you really just going to get a can and bring it and cook it and present it? He said, no. You don't just bring the pork and beans. You start with the pork and beans. Now, I didn't know this. I'm learning. He tells me you gotta have brown sugar. You gotta have, you know, please jump in anytime.
You know, onion, garlic.
Onions, garlic. He says, I did not know that pork and beans can be a main dish. But after learning from Pat, I mean, it's expanded my horizons.
Well, I'm trying to understand this because it started.
So we're going somewhere.
Oh, we're not there yet. Okay.
We're not there yet.
Where are we?
Can we land?
We're not landed yet. No, I'm building the case here so we understand.
Okay, let's land this puppy. Where are we?
I'm wanting to cook, and first now, Pat has continually brought in these delectable recipes.
Delectable.
I'm sure I made that up, but that's okay. But he brings in these recipes. Now he has these infamous protein bars. I will say we have asked, there has been much prayer, much petition, and after
prayer,
we've been praying, and he finally he finally brings in the recipe. He finally shares it, and now I myself, like I said, I'm learning how to cook, right? It just doesn't come out like that. So when I tell him what I did, I tell him the measuring cups.
He even
wrote it down, right?
I wrote it down.
So he tells me, he's like, okay, well, what are you doing? And I'm telling him how I'm making it, what type of measuring cups I'm using. Do you know what he does?
What does he
do? Well, he laughs at me.
First, you started off with the wrong ingredients. Tell the truth now.
I told you exactly what he went off the reservation,
and you went and got something totally different.
I think I used soy milk and not almond milk. But anyways, I tell him about the measuring cups that I use, and he laughs at me again.
That was a pitcher.
It was a pitcher.
Tell the truth now.
Okay. Again, like I said, I'm not the cooking enthusiast that Betty Crocker is over here. So he tells me apparently there's a difference between dry ingredient measuring cups and wet ingredient measuring cups.
No, that was Chris.
That was bad too. But you think about it. So then he has the empathy and the compassion as I'm struggling through this. I come to find out this weekend he sends me something. He just tells me, I've got a surprise for you. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I find out I have something in my email. Lo and behold, it's a 5-minute video. I have no idea what it is. I'm looking at it, and I'm waiting, and it's downloading. It is a full-on video edited of visualization of ingredients, processes, cooking time. I think the only thing that it was missing was the emblem of Betty Crocker on the bottom.
But wait a second. Whose video was this?
You know what? I was concerned.
Who made this video?
I'm concerned because that was a question I had. I was like, did we use the time of the editing department to bring to pass this video?
No,
he denied it.
He said it wasn't,
but I still have the video. We have it intact. I'm sure
Who's in the video?
I just see hands. It could be Betty Crocker's hands. That's what I'm saying. The face the face is not shown.
Oh, we're going to have to make this available.
Which confirms what I'm saying. I truly believe that Patrick Shane Hamilton is Betty Crocker.
Wow. Wow. So we're going to unveil this.
Pat, do you have any response?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are we going to make this video available on the Torch? Are we going to make this?
It's probably not a good idea.
Why is it not a good idea?
He's going to give away his secret ingredients.
No, man. Top secret, man.
Top secret, huh?
I will say that if we go and make that decision, there are certain trademark regulations, there are certain incorporation rights that would be infringed upon, and I'm sure that we can't.
What is he saying? Okay,
I don't know, man.
Let's get some sanity in this. Make this video available for us, Steve. But we're going to transition here into God's news
behind serious.
The news. Pat says something serious.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.